Yep. Leo, thanks for coming to my talk. Thanks for staying for so late. There's just one talk after mine, so keep going. This talk is going to be about distributed tracing in server-side Swift. And as my previous talk, this also originated from Google Summer of Code. But in my case, it was back in 2020, so you can see me pitching to the Swift forums. And that's when I started working on Swift distributed tracing with my mentor, Konrad. And since then, I've been a co-maintainer of the Swift distributed tracing library, and I also created a couple of spin-off projects, including an OpenTelemetry tracer. The agenda for today is I'll give you a quick overview of Swift observability. Then we'll take a quick deep dive into Swift distributed tracing, the library itself. Then I'll show you how to make tracing even more exciting if you pull it together with logging. And then we'll take a quick look at OpenTelemetry and Swift OTel, and then a couple next steps. So as Tim mentioned earlier, there's three signals in observability in Swift. Currently, there's logging, metrics, and then last but not least, distributed tracing. Throughout this talk, I'll be using a fake server that is a product catalog API. It's written in server-side Swift, of course, using the Hummingbird project. And you can see there's just two endpoints, one to get all products and another one to get a single product. Here we can see this server is running in VS Code, and by default, this is as much observability as we get. We can see the server started, but after that, we're kind of on our own. So let's gradually add more observability to this. First up, we have logging. Logging is where you record specific points in time, and you can attach more information to those points through metadata. But the downside is it's kind of hard to understand a full request. So for example, if I fetch the products, I may log when I start querying from the database, but I may not know how it turned out. To add logging, some additional logging here, what I'm doing is I use Hummingbird's log request middleware, and this already gives me additional logs, as you can see. So for each request that I'm sending, I get log statements and include some metadata, like the path and request method. We can also add our own custom logging. For example, here logging if the PostgreSQL request failed, and which it did in this case, unfortunately, and we got a log statement for this. Next up, we're going to add metrics. Instead of logs, metrics are aggregated, so we don't, again, look at a specific request, but we rather look at the system as a whole. And this is great for providing high-level overview of how our system is doing, and we can build stuff like alerting on top of it. To add metrics to Hummingbird, I'm, again, just adding the metrics middleware, and behind the scenes, I also set up the Swift metrics library to export metrics through Prometheus. So in this case, you can see there's the rate of active requests per endpoint, and I just hit the endpoint a bunch of times. That's why we saw a spike, and then it went down again. And now let's get to the actual topic of this talk, distributed tracing. So that's the third signal that we're adding to our product catalog API. Distributed tracing is, again, specific to one request, but as opposed to logging, it kind of gives you an overview of the entire life cycle of that request. So you can see each operation that makes up this request. You can also see both high level, like span A in this case, is a high level operation, and but then you can also get detailed and see which sub operations this is made up of. And you can also tell how long each operation takes. So this is great for detecting bottlenecks, for example. If you see that stuff is running in sequentially instead of concurrently, for example, you may want to shift things around to make the overall request faster. To add tracing, You can see the pattern now. I'm again just adding a middleware. Behind the scenes, I also set up tracing to export to a tool called Jaeger. And here is Jaeger in action. So here we can see a single trace that shows that I hit the specific product's endpoint. And if we drill down into that, we can see the span that was created. And it includes, again, metadata like the HTTP method. We can also create our own spans. So in this case, we just wrap our PostgreSQL statement in another span. And then this span, because it runs inside the request handling operation, is a child span of the one that Hummingbird created. So in Jaeger, we can see that we started with the product's endpoint, got a span for that, and then we switched over to the SQL query span.